Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN State Senator Democrat Sarah Feigenholz is on a phone line. Senator, welcome to the show.
John, it's great to be here. I was riveted by the Amazon wish list.
Yeah, no kidding. How about you and I? Do you want to join us? Steve and I are both going to register on Amazon for gifts. Anything we could get you?
Oh, I can think of a million things, but I can't really mention them on the radio.
I'll leave it at that. Maybe you would have said, I would like an electric charger for my garage for an electric car. That's what I want to talk to you about today.
Terrific. I'm ready.
Well, were you one of the principals behind this bill? And what does it say? What will this do in Illinois?
You know, I am one of the principals because I was getting a lot of phone calls from constituents. The 6th Senate District probably has the highest number of Sierra Club members and members who are very conscious of the environmental problems we're challenged with and are in a position to be owners of electric vehicles. Their dilemma, however, had always been, well, I live in a high rise. Where am I going to charge it? I had a constituent. So a lot of what we do in Springfield, believe it or not, is constituent driven. You know, we're trying to expedite things and solve problems so that we can get people in electric cars confident that they're able to charge their vehicles in their domiciles overnight.
That makes sense. And so your constituents want a way to charge their vehicle. What's the problem?
Well, I think that, you know, we have a diverse housing in the state and for instance, the constituents that were calling me were charging their cars in a grocery store parking lot because the buildings that they live in did not have EV capabilities. So we had to take a first step and try and create an environment where buildings, whether they're rental or condominiums or new construction, were accommodating. Let's just say this bill, we tried to get them EV ready, and there was a lot of pushback. Right now, we are EV capable, which means that a new construction has to have conduit when they're building a building. They didn't want to go as far as putting in the wiring.
Thinking about that, though, right? That initially you thought new construction would have to were you saying that they would have to be EV compliant? That is, they would have to have EV charging stations rather than be wired for them?
We tried, but we didn't get that far. What we got was conduits only.
And maybe that's the way the marketplace should be. Then don't get a condo in a building that's not EV compliant, or don't buy an electric vehicle if your building doesn't accommodate it. I'm sure this is what legislators have to grapple with. Is this a problem I need to solve, or just let people figure it out?
Well, this is sort of a right to charge law now. So there needs to be an accommodation, and the rules and regulations are set forth in the law.
I don't know what that means. Are you saying that the buildings, even previous to this legislation, they didn't have to do anything, right? By the way, I'm not opposed to this. I'm just trying to figure out the path. But I'm just wondering what the obligation should be of building owners or people that are making homes. My colleague Lou Manfredini, who knows as much about buildings and homes as anybody in the state, said that the way he reads the law, this isn't onerous. All it means is you've got to have conduit and wiring. He said it's the equivalent of the dryer plug that you would have in your basement. You have to have similar electrical wiring in the garage. Is that your read on it too, Senator?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So
that's for new construction, but for renters in multi-unit buildings along the lakefront in my district, there needs you know, there's stipulations set forth that you can't be upcharged for renting a space above the regular fees of any other person parking there because you need electric vehicle. You need an accommodation to be able to plug in somewhere.
I see.
So, yeah.
I can live with that. That seems reasonable. But if I have a condo building or a three flat or something in Chicago or Illinois for that matter, and I don't have the wiring, is there anything now that forces me to change or what happens to those building owners?
Well, you know, first of all, there are very variable types of chargers. Right now, what Lou told you about, you know, like the electric dryer, you know, that if that is an accommodation, that is an accommodation. But landlords don't need to pay for the additional electricity. The bill stipulates that the cost of the electricity is borne by the owner of the vehicle who is charging their car.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. But it's not incumbent upon somebody who owns a building. Say I own a three flat in the city and I've got tenants and it's not EV compliant. There's no hookup. There's no electricity that will accommodate this in the driveway or the garage. I don't have to change that out, do I?
You do, but you don't have to bear the cost of it.
Well, you bear the cost of that. You don't bear the cost of the charges. But if it requires you to get an electrician to rewire the electricity into the garage to make a charging station, then I presume the landlord would bear that expense.
No. That is actually kind of the benefit of the bill is you have to accommodate but not pay. It would be paid for upon the request of the person who's using the new electrical box.
And going forward, Senator, what's next? Do you think this is pretty much the end of this, or is just this the beginning of legislation that will make us more EV friendly?
I think that this is just the beginning. I think that I was shocked, frankly, when I learned that a lot of the auto manufacturers are going to stop building gas vehicles by 2035, at least in Europe. That is when they are ceasing production of gas cars. So I think things are going to start moving very quickly. I'm sure you're noticing the federal government and the state are creating incentive programs and prices are dropping for the purchase of electric vehicles.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see swift movement because the federal government has sort of benchmarks where they have an expectation that states will accelerate. The EPA, I believe, continues to make announcements and move the ball and offer incentives on moving, getting larger numbers of people to purchase electric vehicles.
Yeah. It seems to me like this is the direction we are going and should be going. I know that there are incentives for the purchase of electric vehicles, but those are dependent upon what percentage of the vehicle or battery is made in the United States. And as a result, a lot of cars have rolled off the $7,500 stipend that the federal government will pay. I wonder if Illinois should consider something like that. Do we have the money and should we do something to incentivize people to buy electric cars?
We do have a program, and it's funny that you ask. We do have a program, and the offerings were scooped up very quickly because of the number of people who were applying for it. And so we are under discussion about how to replenish that and in a more robust way.
Hmm. Any idea what that's going to look like right now?
You know, I think it's the good news, bad news thing. You know, we sort of have to take a look at sort of aligned revenue streams. Yeah. And instead of putting the onus on the taxpayers, trying to figure out where we can siphon off money that we're already gathering from certain, you know, certain fees and taxes that we already have.
A friend of mine from out of state said those chargers could be attractive for the resale of those properties. Our daughter and her husband bought a house where the previous owner had installed an EV charger, so they bought an EV and a Tesla. The complex I live in is going to add EV chargers in our common area. They will be pay chargers. You swipe your card and you charge away. It isn't costing the complex or residents anything. A company is installing the chargers for free and takes a cut of the charging fees. Is something like that happening here?
You know what? I am so glad you brought this up. Every day, there are new companies, new incentives, and new innovations. I could list about three or four additional ones, but that on top of yours, but you hit the nail on the head. This every day, there is new technology. Somebody asked me in an older condominium building, if there's only an accommodation for two or three cars to charge, and there are four or five cars that need charging, there's now he has discovered a load sharing device where it will divide up. Everybody can charge overnight. It's just going to take a little bit more.
Yeah, load, right. Well,
you know, there's new technology every day, and there will be more.
Well, I'm glad you're paying attention to this because I'm not. I don't have an electric car, but a lot of our listeners are and do. And I think we need to be as progressive about this as we can. Senator Sarah Feigenholz is a Democrat from Chicago and was one of the sponsors of that new bill. It's a law now. Nice to talk to you, Senator. Very interesting. Let's stay in touch on this.
Yes, we have to future-proof Illinois for electric vehicles. So thanks for having me. It was great talking to you.
Lots of questions and comments about our last guest, Senator Feigenholz, who is a Democrat from the Chicago area, who said, yeah, we should make new construction this year, starting in 2024. If you're building a house or any kind of dwelling, you will need to make it compliant with or compatible for EV charging stations. The conduit and the wiring will need to be there. You don't have to have a charging station. That'll be up to the tenants or somebody that wants to supply it. But, you know, that's a sort of watered-down aversion. It sounded like she wanted something more aggressive, but that didn't get through. And if you have an older building, to be honest with you, I wasn't asking that question that well, but here's what I took away from that conversation, that if you've got an older building that is not EV capable, compliant, that's your problem. The landlords or the owners of those buildings don't have to go in and put a charging station or at least an electric receptacle for you to hook up. They don't have to do that. Texts include, hey, I live in the city in a small house with no garage. So where would I charge my car? Well, she said some folks go to grocery stores. And I don't like the sound of that either. I think you will not be buying an electric car. I mean, you know, you need to have the car and you need to have the house that's compatible. And if those don't match up, then either don't buy the car or don't buy the house. You got to figure out if the one goes with the other. Otherwise, you got to change. Great idea, John, but I can't get new transformer for my business in a bedroom community, River Forest, because ComEd cannot guarantee me they have sufficient supply for planned construction. John Honda's pushing for hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. EVs are not the way to go. I don't know what the status of those is. I hear about that once in a while. Hydrogen-powered buses in municipalities, too. But I don't know how soon those are going to come. Or I'll tell you what, it seems like it seems like EVs are a happening thing. Now, I know people who said that about Beta. And no, we knew that VHS was going to win. And lo and behold, both of them lost. But right now, it seems to me like EVs are a good bet. Do you remember those days? It was the same time you were trying to figure out what kind of smartphone you should get and what system you should get for your VCR. If you just joined us from another planet, video cassette recorders were these monstrous devices the size of flat microwave ovens, and we would put in tapes, and they would go ka-chunk, and then we would watch movies. We wouldn't rewind them, and then we would take them back to stores. Anyway, John, I live in the country, and I will never buy an electric vehicle. I don't know what that's all about, 630. Why are you so mad? John, electric vehicle pricing is still out of sight for average people. John, if the tenant moves and they have paid for the installation of the charger, do they take it with them if they move out? I'm going to guess not. If you're in a condo and you're selling your condo, well, then that just makes your condo that much more sellable, doesn't it?
Right, just like you'd leave your fridge behind.
Yeah, I suppose these are all in the contract. I guess you could, rip it out of the wall, unplug it, and take it with you, but that's probably going to devalue the home. If it's an apartment, I don't know what to tell you, but that's something I would bring up to the person that owns your unit. Lots of messages about the about EVs. Hello, John. There's a gas station on every corner. There could be a charging station, but I do agree, new construction being at least geared for it. I don't know why I didn't think about that, but that's a good point. I mean, you don't have a gas pump at your home or apartment building. You don't have to have one as long as there's one nearby. Of course, you can fill up your tank in a few minutes, and you can't fill up your battery in a few minutes. So it's a little more complicated than that. But it seems to me like this is not a problem that we can't or aren't in the business of solving. Although one of you said something like, where was it? I mean, I don't know, maybe there's some of you out there who are haters or deniers. 708 said, John, there is no upside to EV vehicles. I don't know why you say that. John, if you don't have a garage, you can get a hookup if you've got a driveway. John, people in our neighborhood park an EV outside, and they have the charger on a pole. Easy peasy. 847, if electric vehicles are such a great idea, then why would the government need to incentivize consumers to buy? Don't remember government incentivizing us for smartphones. I have an EV and it's wonderful, but it's not for everyone. You have to be able to plan ahead. Hey, John, we just did this, says 630. We just bought a new electric car today, and for 2024, that would be this year, you get the rebate up front against the cost of the car, no longer as a tax credit. We bought a new Chevy Bolt, and we got $7,500 off up front. Well, I'm so glad you're listening. I'm so glad you texted that in. John, why are we picking and choosing winners here? EVs are obviously the future. The technology and infrastructure will eventually catch up. Hey, once upon a time, if you picked up a telephone, there was nobody on the other end. Ditto cell service. I had to rent an EV. It was a nightmare, since sitting for 45 minutes to see the charge go up is not tenable. Yeah, everybody's not on board, I'm reading here. Dear John, auto dealers don't want electric cars. There isn't any resale value because no one can afford the new battery packs on a used car. I don't believe this is entirely true, but I'll read it. Towing companies can't tow them due to a fire hazard. It's a real mess. The U.S. is not ready for electric-only autos. Well, maybe not only. Listen, Tom Appel is the expert on cars in these parts, and I'll ask him a lot of these questions. You'll get a chance to maybe share with him your reservations about it. It's easy for me to preach all of this because I don't have one. I've never had to worry. Steve, did you say that Diane has an electric car?
No, one of our daughters does, yeah.
I know, and Lou Manfredini's wife does. Mary Beth, I know, drives an EV, or at least Lou's mentioned that to me, and they just love it. And if you heard Lou on our show yesterday, he said that Lou said that they haven't even noticed a significant uptick in their electric bill. And my little nagging thing about electric cars is that if you're driving a gas-powered car, that's putting off carbon and emissions, and it's bad. So let's go with electric cars because they don't. But the electricity to charge the battery, I thought, often comes from, a high percentage of it comes from fossil fuels. So aren't you robbing Peter to pay Paul? Lou said, in Illinois, the majority of our electricity comes from nuclear power plants. It's not carbon-based. So it's a win-win, said Lou. I'll see if Tom agrees with that. But to me, that's not a small consideration. If we're charging up our batteries, but there's a coal plant down the road that's charging the battery, that doesn't seem like a very good plan.